From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. On this Super Tuesday, people in 10 states are going to the polls to vote in the hotly contested Republican presidential primary. The vote in Ohio is a key one, as Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
The 63 GOP convention delegates up for grabs in Ohio make up the second biggest chunk being fought over in the 10 state primaries today. Whoever wins the lion's share of delegates here will be able to proclaim they've triumphed in a state where jobs have been the top issue, a bellwether state that almost always votes with the winner in November elections for president. Several late polls have shown the Ohio primary too close to call between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, but Santorum has a disadvantage. His campaign failed to file full delegate slates in several congressional districts. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with Senate leaders today. His meeting with President Obama yesterday illuminated a disagreement over process in confronting Iran over its nuclear programs. The president publicly prefers diplomacy and other pressure to persuade Iran not to seek nuclear weapons. And Iran says its nuclear programs are for peaceful purposes. Netanyahu continues to raise the possibility of preemptive military action against Iran.
We've waited for diplomacy to work. We've waited for sanctions to work. None of us can afford to wait much longer.
He's speaking there to AIPAC, the leading pro-Israel lobby in the U.S., meeting in Washington this week. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told AIPAC that the U.S. will act militarily if necessary to stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. President Obama will certainly take questions about Iran as he holds his first full news conference of the year today. And the president is expected to announce plans to help distressed mortgage holders refinance at lower rates. About 40 protesters are still inside California's state capitol at last report. Dozens of others were arrested, capping a day of demonstrations over cuts to higher education. John Myers of member station KQED reports several thousand people descended on the state capitol, Sacramento.
This is what democracy looks like.
The event is being dubbed Occupy the Capitol and has seen a large and passionate crowd of students marching down Sacramento's main avenue and holding a rally on the steps of the state capitol. The protesters not only want an end to cuts in funding for the University of California and Cal State campuses, they want hundreds of millions of dollars in funding restored. That would be hard for state legislators to do absent a tax increase. And that's why some of the organizers of the protest are pushing a statewide ballot initiative for November, one to raise income taxes on millionaires, with a portion of the money earmarked for higher education. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
This is NPR News. The National Football League continues its investigation of a so-called bounty system that paid members of the 2010 Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints who injured opponents. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the defensive coach at the center of the scandal has now met with league officials.
Former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams spoke with NFL security officials. Commissioner Roger Goodell reportedly was not at the meeting, but he's closely monitoring the investigation and is expected to hand down stiff penalties within the next couple of weeks. Williams has apologized for running a bounty program the last three seasons that targeted opponents and then paid members of the Saints who knocked those opponents out of a game. Between 22 and 27 defensive players reportedly were involved. The NFL investigation says the Saints' general manager and head coach knew about the program, but did nothing to stop it, even after the GM was asked to do so. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Navy is launching a pilot program to make sure people on duty aren't drunk. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus speaking to sailors and Marines here from Norfolk, Virginia.
Duty sections reporting to work will take a breathalyzer test. Other sailors will be subject to random breathalyzer testing.
Mabus announced the program during an unusual all-hands call from the Norfolk Naval Station. Officers say the program is not intended to punish sailors and Marines, but rather to help identify those who need help with alcohol problems and to ensure the safety of everyone on duty. It's part of a larger initiative to improve the overall well-being of Navy and Marine members after more than a decade of war. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.